this young Norwegian has done. Two top 10 finishes. He was the Rookie of the Year last year, finishing in seventh place. This year he comes in fourth. He is the top Norwegian in the 2014 Iditarod. Two very strong Norwegian competitors came in this year. Robert Sorley, one of them, a two-time Iditarod champion, along with Rolf Johannesson, who is a big-time musher in Norway. And Jorlifseth Olsen has completed the 2014 Iditarod. The team is now under the Burled Arch, and he has some big smiles for the people who have come this morning to greet him. A big kiss from his partner, Millie, and a handshake from race marshal Mark Nordman.
Did it start to lay down at all after safety?
Yeah, got better.
Did it get better after safety? Okay, awesome. Good. And still outside of safety, it's still pulling pretty good?
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. All right. You're here.
He's going to say hello to and congratulate his team that has brought him to Nome this morning. He just misses breaking the 2011 record set by John Baker. So the first musher in the 2014 Iditarod who did not break that record also. Some big hugs from friends and family, I'm assuming. A lot of Norwegian flags at the Burled Arch. A handshake from head vet Stu Nelson. He is petting each and every one of his teammates who brought him to Nome. A very tough trail, the 2014 Iditarod, one of the toughest. And it didn't end with the last miles from White Mountain to Nome.
Good. A little windy.
So your rookie year was no fluke. How were you able to move up so many spots there on the coast?
Oh, I don't know. We had a well rested team, I think. Moving good.
You look very good.
You want to do this for a while? I mean, it seems like you can, seventh and fourth is very respectable in your first two Iditarods. What do you think about the future? What does the future hold for you?
Oh, we'll see. Looks good.
How do you feel about being the top Norwegian finisher in the 2014 Iditarod? That's pretty impressive. Hi-ya!
Very surprising.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't expect that, but it's good.
Yeah, top five this year. Your Leafs and Olsen, a big cheer from the crowd. He's going to snack his team. It looks like bacon. I'm not sure what it is. A lot of fat in there, which is good. It's been a cold trail from White Mountain to Nome. Okay, the container that he's pulling from says lamb. So he's feeding his team some lamb at this point. Nine dogs pulled for him this morning. And we're going to get him officially checked into the checkpoint, the final checkpoint, the finish line in Nome. They'll be checking all of his mandatory gear and he'll sign the paperwork and his 2014 Iditarod will be complete.
Well, we will check some of your required gear that you have. Vet book.
There.
I'll take that yours.
Good job.
Sleeping bag.
Here.
Snowshoes.
Right there.
And he's signing the check-in sheet. Meredith Amasik is checking him in.
We have all of your required gear, finishing the 2014 Iditarod in fourth place, all the way from Norway at 10:01 a.m. with 8 days, 19 hours, 1 second, and 20, and 1 second. Congratulations.
One of the friendliest and smiliest competitors out on the Iditarod Trail is Jor Leifseth Olsem. Always just a nice spirit on the trail wherever he is, or there's the checkpoints or on the trail. He's always in good spirits, it seems, and always a quick smile from the tall Norwegian. Jor Leifseth Olsem, fourth place finish in the 2014 Iditarod, only his second Iditarod. Pretty impressive to see. Again, he's the top Norwegian finisher in Iditarod 42. He's pulling his team out, reporting from Front Street in Nome. I'm Lorelei Kinnean.
Walker Brothers, the sun ain't gonna shine anymore. 27 minutes after 10 o'clock, Rick here with you, and thanks for listening to KNOM, and stay tuned. That was Jor Olsen finishing in fourth position. Of course, folks moved up with the scratches of Jeff, and who else is, we've got other, Kelly Maxner and some other scratches, so, and things have slowed down a little bit. It's been a heck of a race, and people are just now trying to get to know him. Next person crossing the finish line should be Sonny Lindner. We'll see what happens. He left about an hour after Jor did from the last checkpoint. So also tried to tweet out that finish for fourth, and Twitter's broken here, so they're down for maintenance. No, I don't know. I don't think we did it. Maybe we did. James Taylor up now, up on the roof.
Well, When this old world starts a getting me down, and people are just too much for me to feel.